Today is March 2nd. The Yankees are still in spring training and will be for a while. Judge is hurt, Stan's hurt, Seve's hurt, and some guys are doing well. Let's get into it. Let's talk Yanks.
Steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Talking Yanks. My name is John Boy. I'm coming to you from John Boy Media headquarters in the Bronx, and my co-host and best friend with the nice hair, his name's Jake. He's coming to you from Denver for the last time.
Dude, you're going to have to change up your whole intro, and you hate change because we're going to be recording from the same room.
Yeah. Well, we'll both be coming from the same spot, and we just got to figure out what it's called.
Still, Audible 400 eps later.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any sadness? Last time recording from Denver, is that why you gave us the beautiful skyline behind you?
I gave the Patreon viewers the view, the city I learned to love, and the reason why is this lovely view I've had for the past 2 years since I've been in this place. You can see downtown and the mountains. So I'd figure I'd give it to the Patreons, and what a sign off. And it almost looks like a green screen, dude. It looks like if you'd see the reporter coming live from and that, you know, they're in a room that just has a green screen behind it. But I was lucky enough to have this view for a little while. And yeah, just spent the whole day packing the U-Haul and moving. We're at the worst. I think it's the worst part of moving when you hit like the 95% done clip and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe. And you're just in a fuck it mode. Like there's no other way to label it.
You start throwing things out.
If Noodle looks at me the wrong way, he's going down the trash hamper at this point. So that's where we're at, and
that's been long coming.
AM tomorrow. So.
Wait, when do you arrive in New York?
So I'm going Denver to outside Chicago, and then I'm going from outside Chicago to bumfuck PA. Two early F-bombs. That shows where I'm at. And then I think it's going to be an hour and a half into the city on Thursday, and we're moving in, baby.
Yeah, we gotta figure out what we're both on the road on the 5th, which is supposed to be a record day for a voicemail episode. We'll have to figure that out.
On the road again.
I'm going to Arizona.
Yeah.
For 6 hours.
Favorite state?
Third least, maybe. I haven't been to all of them.
We'll see. It's been 20 years since you've returned. Maybe you fall in love.
I'm sure Arizona's got good stuff going on, just bad weather, IMO.
We'll see. Interested to see what weather you get when you're out there.
I don't think I'm going to be outside. I'm going to be airport Uber building Uber airport.
Yeah. In those 10 transitional minutes when you're not indoors, I'm interested to see how you like Arizona.
Me too. Well, we have
Of Patreon, Jim.
Segue. Speaking of Patreon, because we've been doing... We haven't been able to do live shows for our patrons because we've been on the road during spring training stuff. So we got a buildup of fantastic, beautiful people here. Joe Bocaccio. What the fuck, Joe? Come on. I think Bocaccio? That's hard. Rocco Arico.
The pythons rolled out this episode.
What the fuck? Rocco Arico.
Joe Bocaccio, Rocco Arico, and Chris Barone are the first three Patreons. So
thank you to Chris Barone.
It's a mob episode.
Benjamin L. Torres, that's Glaber's nephew. Brittany Rose, that's Jake's first love. Al Joshua Fressen.
My second love.
Alyosha Fressen, I don't know. Tim Agars, Freedman. Mm. Timothy Fury, Mallory Dixon. Thank you, Mallory. I know how to pronounce yours. Gonzalo Vasquez, Spencer Pugach, Nicolette.
My guy.
You like Spencer Pugach?
I think Spencer and I connected at Vanderbilt. I think he's a go doors. So, nice. Or it's another guy in general. So shout out.
Nicolette Palafonte and Omar E. Matos. Those are our most recent Patreon subscribers. We appreciate them very much. Thank you. Patreon.com/TalkinYanks gets you live access. We got some people in the chat. They've been missing us, Jake, because we weren't able to do it. Richard George asked, why are you going to Arizona? I guess a lot of people are probably wondering that. I'm flying out to do Trevor Bauer's podcast. I leave at 8 a.m., 6-hour flight, land, do the podcast, take the red eye home. So that'll be fun.
Boom.
Boom. I have to tell you something, Jake. Since we were on the road doing what we did, spring training, having tons of fun, driving the RV, I was as tuned out to Yankees baseball as I've been for 3 years. Like they were playing games and I wasn't watching. Hasn't happened in 3 years. And I had to catch up a little bit. Go check the stats. Yep. I rewatched some of the televised games last night while I was like just dead on the couch, half asleep.
Sure.
That's why I made that.
Yeah. I don't think I drove my point across to you. You texted me. Let me bring up the receipts. You texted me yesterday saying you slept most of the day. That was at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And I had been packing with a 2-hour going away soiree in between that, where I did get to meet RKT Sharp in person for the first time. So that was a blast. We started getting excited for Sharp stats. But I was like, I had to be on point, like saying goodbye to people. And then I was packing the whole day. So when you texted me that was like the biggest twist of the knife I'd gotten in a while. So FYI.
Well, I wasn't bragging. I was upset with myself. I mean, I didn't want to be sleeping the whole day.
Couldn't have been more jealous. Our bodies need it. Mine still needs it.
Well, I took Benadryl because I got that sun rash. So my mom said, take Benadryl. Yep. And I was like, if I take it during the day, I'm just going to sleep. She was like, well, who cares? So I did that.
Good point.
I just slept, but I wanted to watch Cole starts and some starts, and then I saw Gary's new catching stance, and then I made that breakdown in between naps.
Right.
So it felt like a job well done. Yeah. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, Goes explains what Tanner Swanson's changing about Gary's stance catching balls. It's pretty interesting. I love that stuff. My point was, so I got kind of tuned back in. Turns out we didn't miss much, Jake.
No. And I mean, if you rewatched Garrett Cole, I mean, we were at that game, although we were entertaining with some Talking Yanks faithful, which was a good time. But the only thing that's really there to talk about, which I don't think we're ready for it, is, but my guy who I've been on all offseason, Rossel Herrera.
You got it. You were all over that.
I just keep hammering the drum on him. Why? I don't know what everyone else has been missing, and this guy's ready to play.
You're laughing, Jake. This dude is doing the exact same thing Gio Urshela did last spring training.
Gio Urshela did. I know. It's scary.
Last spring training, we were there, you and I, and we saw Gio Urshela hit a home run and hit bombs in batting practice. And we're like, who the fuck's this? And we're like, Gio Urshela. Oh, I know that name. He played for blah and blah. Oh, okay. Non-roster invitee. Yeah. I think even on the show, we were like, he's going to get picked up somewhere because he just had a hell of a spring. About Gio last year, I think we said that. This dude, Rossel Herrera, has been around. He played with Colorado for 4 years, Cincinnati, Marlins last year. Never a lot of games, I don't think. Or maybe a lot. I don't know. But, Jake, he is 7-for-14 right now and impressing everyone. And okay, hold up, Jake. If Gio Urshela gets hurt, he's the second third baseman. I think he'll jump Andujar.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, kind of. Andujar, he's like the story of this spring training so far is, you know, how solid he has looked in left field, which kudos to Miguel. We'll see if we talk about that a lot more. It's early, and we've also been brainwashed by Brian Cashman, close friend of the program, that, I mean, Rozell, are we saying his name right? I think we need to start there. Is it Rozell?
Yeah, Rozell Herrera. I mean,
Rozell.
I mean, I'm not saying that confidently, but that's how it's phonetically, that's how it's pronounced phonetically with a American English accent.
Yeah, baseball reference has it as Rozell Herrera. So Rozell, you know, by low Rozell.
His nickname is Varen, so you can just call him Varen.
Varen, he's looked really good, and he fits the damn profile of Tauchman, Voit, Urshela almost perfectly. he's 27 years old. He's done some good stuff in AAA the past couple years. And who knows? I mean, I'm not getting myself excited about this.
There's no reason to get excited. But I think you can put him on your, radar. That's all.
I mean, it's even early for that. But, I mean, I'll allow it just because this history Cashman has now created for us. And with the Yankees injuries keep coming in, Rozell will be, you know, like last year with Gio, he'll be in contention for the batting title in a couple months. So, good for the kid. And I, again, when you talk about this profile, I think our guy Hoodie Glaber posted it, but he used to be a decent prospect in the Rockies organization. I think the big thing was he was rated higher than Trevor Story 1 year. And who knows? I'm not going to get overly excited. The kid's playing great. Hopefully, you know, again, I'm not rooting for injuries. So hopefully he stays with Yankees AAA. And if he's called upon, he's right. But as of now, I don't know, man.
All right. I just think it's just put it on everyone's radar. We didn't put Gio on everyone's radar last year, and we should have.
We should have. We blew it.
Second most hits camp right now is Chris Iannetta.
Your guy.
Do you think Higgy has it locked up? Because Higgy is struggling in like four games. None of these stats matter. Just got to talk about what's happening.
Have we even talked about the chance of Gary starting the year in AAA and maybe sliding over to first base or something like that? Because
we haven't. Because we don't think it's going to happen.
Right, because that would be really dumb. Dude, I don't know. I think Higgy has it. I have no idea what the plan is with the old men catchers. It feels very un-Yankee-like to just... Because they'd essentially be getting rid of Higgy, our guy. And the Yankees like a lot of stuff around him, especially his pitch framing and things like that, which there's a clear emphasis on at this spring training. So... I think it's all eyewash. I mean, maybe Iannetta becomes the first guy up if a catcher gets hurt, or maybe he gets himself an offer somewhere else. But again, tough to me to get jazzy about Iannetta.
Okay. So I said Higgy's struggling so far. Wade is struggling so far. So it's the curse of being on Talking Yanks. What's Talkman's numbers?
But Wade hit the monster home run, so it doesn't matter.
That's his only hit. Tauchman is 1-for-7. Nope, sorry. Tauchman is 0-for-7. So people might be saying the curse of Talking Yanks.
Jim, spring training, Wader's telling everyone he's working on his power swing. Talkman's just seeing the ball right now. Higgy is listening to Tauchman talk, so.
I think that Wade's doing it really correct. Just crushed spring the last couple years, came up. He's saving it, dude. Why you get all those hits out of your way in spring? Right. One home run every 15 at-bats, let it be.
And he might have the most memorable hit of Yankee spring training so far, so that's a win.
Boom. Andujar is getting a lot of playing time. I think he's like up there in at bats. Yeah, he's top five in at bats, and they're moving him. He's playing left field. Has he played third base yet in spring? See, here's where I'm not tuned in enough.
I want to say he played one or two games at third base because I remember the first game he played left field. It was a story, but I could be wrong on that. Let's see if I can get there. If you can get there,
I don't know how to get there, but he looks fine in left, but he hasn't really been tested yet. But on the
Jim, he has played third base because remember he turned a double play and we were excited about that.
Yeah, routine double play. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're getting excited about routine plays from Andujar, a routine double play.
Yep.
Some routine catches in left. He's crushing it.
Hey, you know what, man? Good for Miguel.
I'm actually, you know, the power positive of spring training. I'm like all about Andujar right now. Like the fact that all these reports, how he's taking the left field, he's happy to be out there. He's excited to learn the new position. He's having a blast. Let's fucking go. Give it to me. I don't know when he's going to play there, but I'm just excited about it.
Let's see if he has a rough day and how he bounces back from that. But man, the story early on from spring training when Brian Hoke was just taking video through the fence, was that Andujar looked okay in left field, and everything we've seen so far in spring training is that he looks, you know, okay. So, I don't know. It should be a weapon in the toolbox for him with, and you know, we're going to get into Judge and Stanton. But, you know, it's already looking like the guys that a couple weeks ago we were saying, you know, is Tauchman going to play 70 games this year or 120? Is Andujar going to get at bats? Guess what? They're going to get at bats. I don't know where you're necessarily going to put them. But right now, I think both those dudes are clearly in the lineup.
Yeah, it's wild. Let's talk about Judge.
With Rosel Herrera nipping at their heels.
You want to talk about Judge a little?
Let's talk about Judge a little.
It's moved on to a peck thing. It was not a peck thing. Now it's a peck thing.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to get scared. Starting to get very worried. The unsureness, the lingeringness, the moving of injured parts from shoulder to peck. It's starting to look bad, guys.
Groundhog's Day.
Are you getting any good vibes? Boone woke up the other day and just gave this comment to the press, like, I feel good today. I'm optimistic about it. Like, okay. That's good.
Yeah. I don't know. There was something that Stanton felt better, and it's like, what do we do with that? I don't know, man. Yeah, it's very scary. Obviously we were brainwashed from last year. And I think the bigger thing is with both of these dudes, there's almost not a diagnosis. Like, it's not like, it's not like, oh, pulled hammy. It's going to be, you know, 10 days and then we're going to see where it's at. This is like, I don't know. Judge can throw, but he can't swing. Okay. Is that a diagnosis? And then Stan,
same for me, except kind of meddling on the first one.
Yeah. And then, I mean, Stanton, he's pretty much in the same boat. And these two giant humans that we've, you know, kind of made literally and figuratively pillars of our teams. And it's, again, it just makes you scared about the formula. 'Cause the formula was bring in these monsters and let the relievers do their thing. And now we've audibled from the relievers a little bit with Garrett Cole. And are we going to be a year from now saying these monsters just like can't stay healthy? It's a little scary as a Yankees fan. Hopefully, you know, knock on wood, we get some decent Judge news and, you know, Stanton, where mentally we've already psyched him out for opening day, but I don't know, man. I mean, it's tough to be excited about it. Like, are we like, Here's a fun game. What if they're both out for opening day? What's what's the lineup look like?
Okay, if Judge and Stan are out for opening day, which, I mean, we're getting dangerously close to Judge being out for opening
we're
day.
We're getting oddly close.
You would say he needs 2 weeks of swings, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I think that's a good, like, round number.
10 days, yeah.
So that would mean he's got 10 days to swing. Doesn't seem like we're there. Doesn't seem like we're getting there.
No.
If they're both out for opening day, Tauchman
and Clint in the outfield?
Yeah, unless Andujar jumps one of them.
Tauchman and Andujar in the outfield with Clint DHing?
Do you think Clint would be excited just because he's DHing, or would he understand how fucking bad that looks?
No, he knows how bad that looks. And I think with right field being able to protect Clint a little more, I think, especially with Tauchman and Guardy and left and center, I think you just DH Miguel and figure it out from there.
I agree.
Does Tyler Wade get in the mix? I don't know. But, I mean, yeah. It's just this Yankees, whatever we've been blinded into over the past two seasons or season and a half that, here come Tauchman and Frazier. Like, I don't know, man.
That's still not that bad. Still like the team.
They're good options. If Tauchman was on the Orioles, we'd be saying he's the best player to come through there since Miguel Tejada. That's not true, but.
Joe Montaigne. I was going to do something earlier, but I forget.
All right.
What were you talking about? I was going to count something, whatever.
Tyler Wade, injuries, Clint.
I think your boy Tyro's having a rough spring.
Spring training, bro. Doesn't matter.
You know who it does somewhat matter a little bit for? Jake, do you have a guess? Who does it somewhat matter a little bit for?
Rosel Herrera.
Yeah, actually for him, yeah, because even if the Yankees don't use him, someone else will see him and get him picked up. So, yeah, but who else? Got another guess?
It matters for J. Happ.
Yes, my correct. Guy. And Lindsay Adler, let us know why. J. Happ retooled everything. He only took 2 weeks off. He went back to Tampa. He's been working, and he retooled his entire delivery to get more whippy with it. Whip it good.
You ever been whippy with it?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, no. Digging through. You ever been whippy?
I don't think so. I'm trying to picture you having something you could hit me with and kind of having a whippy motion to it.
Oh, like whipping a towel is cool, but I don't like doing that to people.
That was never your thing. I don't know. I'm sure I've got a dance move that's pretty whippy, but maybe Cool Whip. I used to pound Cool Whip.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, that's no shock.
So J-Hap changed his whole delivery, just getting more whippy to get more life on his fastball. There's actually like mechanics that go through it, but to verbalize them without a visual is kind of hard. But anyway, what I like about this, Jake, is that you forget these guys are human, and Jay Happ's not happy with his 2019 season. He was so unhappy with it, he wanted to change it right away, and he made changes, and he requested to get into the spring training as early and often as possible because he was like, I can practice this all offseason, but I have no idea if it's going to work in games.
Yeah.
So spring training somewhat matters to him because if it didn't work, he was going to be like, oh, shit, back to the drawing board. I'll just go back to what I used to do. But it's been working. Five innings pitched, two hits, one earned run, five Ks, 0.40 whip, which is what he's all about now, whippy shit. So I like that he requested to come back in the games early. I like his attitude about it. I think I made a joke on the PPP that I actually didn't want him to change anything and just come back and be like, nah, I am who I am. I'm very happy that he did. Retooled stuff. So does it really matter? No. Is it better to be good at any time in life? Yes.
Kind of, yeah. And not only is he human, like you said, but he's also a high-level athlete. I gave you this speech when we were on the RV together, but J. Happ, because he's older now and he's kind of got the bald Swedish serial killer look to him, that we forget Guys, if Jay Happ went to your high school, he'd be the best athlete to ever come out of your high school. He's an all-star winning, like all-star pitcher, a winning career. He's really found himself later in his career. And again, with the juice ball thing, I mean, you can make a lot of excuses for his last year. But like you said, and go read the Lindsay Adler article, but you know, this Jay Happ and Giancarlo Stanton aren't wired that differently. They just play very different positions and they look different. But Jay Happ is probably as a competitive person as you'd come across. He wanted to get better. And hey, let's lean into the spring training stats and hope it's right. And let's hope the juice ball is gone and hope Jay Happ is going to be good. Because guess what? We're getting really close to the fact that Jay Happ might hit his game started and his innings pitch limit. And Jay Happ may be a big part of the 2021 Yankees. So let's lean into Jay Happ while we can and we're excited about it.
Yeah. I'm rooting for him to be good. Hand up.
Root for guys in pinstripes. That's been one of our things from the start.
Yeah, from the jump, from birth, really.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, born into it. Another guy, Jake, that's been climbing up the ladder of the starting pitches.
Play the climbing up the ladder sound effect you've been saving.
Hold on. I got to put my headphones on because I don't want to play it and not be able to hear it.
Right.
So... Oh, that's just the burn sound.
That's
nothing
the burn
I say
sound.
Should be important to anyone.
Okay, climbing the ladder.
No, it's actually this one.
Motherfucker, I hate myself.
Oh.
Okay, well, Monty, Jordan Montgomery climbing up the ladder.
Huge spring.
He started as the sixth starter. He's all the way up to the fourth spot.
Yeah.
Just doing fantastic stuff. No, he actually does look good in his tiny, minuscule sample size. Four innings pitched, one hit, shutout, nothing. Velo, though, Jake, is up. He's sitting 94-95. He sat 91-92 back in 2017 when he was starting. So that's interesting.
You know, it's just the Gerrit Cole effect. This guy has come in. He's taught Jay Happ how to pitch. He's teaching Monty how to pitch. He's worth every dollar. Yeah, I mean, let's see what Monty looks like by the end of spring training. If he's still putting those numbers up over five innings, cool beans, man. I'm interested to see, you know, it's good for you, Monty. You know, go out and shove, be a stud, kid.
Go out and shove and be a stud, kid. Prove the world wrong.
And I mean, Monty and Steven Matz at the end of the rotation. That's pretty special stuff.
Shut your butt.
I mean, the Yankees and Mets couldn't agree on, you know, a deadline rental trade. But I'm sure they're going to be willing to trade away a young pitcher over to the Yankees.
Okay. Jake, who started those rumors? Because BBD
was. Who started these rumors?
Oh, nice. Steven, BBD was in here helping us plan some topics. And he told me that, you know, these were getting reported.
Right.
And I want to know who reported them. Because was it Andy Martino? I think Andy.
It was around there. Yeah. New York Daily News. I don't know.
I think Andy Martino follows me. So yeah. And means he definitely listens to the show every single episode.
Every ep.
And Andy, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I can trust you or not. I don't know if you're John Heyman or Joel Sherman. Like, I have no idea where you land on the spectrum, which isn't a good thing. You'd want to be trusted. And it seems like he only ever reports the Yankees and Mets maybe making a trade. When the Yankees and Mets never make trades.
Andy Martino's.
Is he the boy who cried Yankees-Mets trade?
His trade rumor to actual trade ratio has been bad.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, there was a report that the Yankees are looking to trade for Steven Matz. I asked Cashman at spring training who he's trading for.
Right.
And he said, he just kind of...
disclosure.
He just laughed and said, like, no one. So, that's my scoop.
Not bad.
I told him Chris Archer wanted to be a Yankee. He laughed at that and said, I hope it doesn't come to that.
Right.
And I don't know if he wanted me sharing that with everyone.
No.
But
now if he does, looks bad for everyone involved.
Yeah. Well, is what it is.
Okay.
He actually told me to ask the guy next to him for what his name was. Matt Daly. He was like, go ahead. He's like, as Matt Daly, he's our scouting guy or whatever. Like, all right, see ya. Then Cash congratulated us on getting this office. He said he watched the tour on Twitter and he liked it. So boom.
Boom. Suck our dicks.
Ooh, Garrett Cole has looked like Garrett Cole. What do you think of the Mets trade? Like nothing, right? We think nothing of it?
Yeah, it's not real. I think there was a quote out there that the spring training pitching market doesn't exist or something like that, because it doesn't. you don't really go into camp with, you know, seven pitchers you're stoked about and hoping to flip one before the season.
It was reported by Matt Puma, not Andy.
Matt Puma, the cat.
Yeah. Who would we trade for Matt's even?
The rumor was Andujar.
For Matt's?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. It's 10 starts. You need 10 starts before you have Paxton and Domingo back.
It doesn't make sense on a lot of levels.
And then you get Severino. Are you gonna trade?
Here we are talking about.
You're gonna trade Andujar for 10 starts. But you know what, Jake? We did say that if they play Andujar in left field, it's not to play left field for the Yankees. It's to trade bait him. And look at us at the top of this show talking about how excited we are for Andujar. All the reports are glowing. He's happy to do it. He's versatile now. Oh, shit. Maybe they're doing it.
Who do the Mets love? Position players that can't field but can hit.
It's all adding up.
Damn, dude.
Oh, shit. That's brutal, man.
Yeah.
It's happening, huh? Mike Puma's right.
Where are you at? I think the only other buzzword that we haven't really hit is Clark Schmidt.
Clark's been getting a lot of love. I mean,
he's been dealing.
Pitching Ninja had him on.
Yeah.
His account. He was very excited about that, so I'm happy for him. His curveball is nasty.
Yeah.
Won me over.
Nice.
So is that cool with you?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. He's thrown three innings, given up three hits, one walk, three strikeouts. I mean, Clark Schmidt's, dude, he hasn't pitched in AAA yet, so.
Yeah.
And is he even on the 40-man? I don't think he is. They can do that easily.
Yeah, they still haven't put Hicks and we were talking Paxton. I guess Paxton's kind of news, too, because knock on wood, but all the reports have been, like, good on him.
Yeah, I mean, my report from the very beginning was good on him. I had him mid-May.
It's huge.
Yeah, so this stupid cat won't stop meowing outside the window.
That's tough.
Why do cats meow? Are they sad? Are they trying to mate? Trying to piss me off?
Yeah, you got it, Francesa.
Thank you.
I know that was good back in the day, Francesa, not the new one that the kids are ripping into. Why do cats meow? They upset? They trying to mate? Back after this.
He was good, man. He was good. The last note we have here is that Garrett Cole looks like Garrett Cole through four innings or whatever.
Yeah, and that's been any Yankee fan's stability, is we did all the injuries last year. We'll figure out the pitching. The lineup's going to be there because we go too deep as a lineup because of last year, and especially with Rosel Herrera now.
Rohair.
I mean, we're starting to go three deep at this point, but I mean, as long as Garrett Cole is there, that's a dynamic this team has not had, that every fifth day Hunker down. You might be able to save the bullpen. He's awesome. And dude, I don't know if you remember this, but he brought a sign to the stadium when he was a kid, and the Yankees bought him a bottle of wine. And that's the only reason he's here, because he's passionate and the $300+ million.
Yes. And he's getting a standing ovation after every pitch, basically. And it's a little much.
Yeah, what's going to be the turn on Gerrit Cole?
I don't know. I was a little embarrassed.
We almost need to chill out.
I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, he throws three innings of no-hit ball at his second outing of spring, and the spring crowd legit gave him a standing ovation. And I just think Yankees fans need to fucking, like, understand what our bar is. And
yeah,
a spring training outing ain't it. Like, I'm excited about Gerrit Cole, but come on now. Standing ovation for bullpen sessions?
We just hit the tipping point, and I think he gets, like, it kind of needs to chill out the rest of spring, and then, like, he gets his first home start, and then, like, we gotta chill out a little bit.
It's a little weird. I don't like it. Okay. I did not partake in the spring training standing ovation for Gerrit Cole, and I want it on record.
Okay.
Did you? I wasn't with you when it happened.
I think we were technically standing, but I don't think we were part of the ovation.
I was so mad at myself when I realized I didn't sit for that entire game.
Yeah.
Which means I didn't sit for that entire day, basically, until I got on the airplane. Yeah.
I had a... Dude, brutal couple days and brutal coming up. I mean, first flight back, my someone buy me a beer or punch me in the face paid off. A couple guys bought me a beer. I think it was Hugh and his brother.
That was huge.
I passed out on the first flight, connected through Baltimore, dead. I mean, TKO. Wake up, little scared. And then flight back, that's 4 hours. I watched the end of that movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, hell yeah. You finally finished it?
So that was pretty huge for me.
How much fun was that end scene?
It was good. It was good. It was really good.
I knew you'd like the end scene a lot.
So
when Brad Pitt just gives him that look and laughs.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And dude, I was like right before that.
I know. It's what he told me. You said
my life sucked. And then, dude, my nose has been hurting the past couple days. I got to stop. I've been saying dude a lot more. I'm getting too comfy. My nose has been hurting a little bit, and I thought it was sunburn just from, like, being out in the sun so much at spring training. Turned out I had a little pimple coming in. I got that bad boy today.
Hell yeah. Congrats on that.
So, yeah, my life's pretty good. Thanks, everyone.
My rash is going away, my sun rash.
Huge.
Yeah, take a Benadryl tonight, pass out again.
Are we attaching an interview to this?
No, just this.
Okay, nice.
We're out of Yankees interviews.
You want to interview me?
Yes.
Okay.
First question for you, Jake Cirilli. Guess how many followers I am away from 10K on Instagram?
Two. Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. Perfect guess.
Yeah. Always is.
I'm so excited to get high and spam everyone with sites.
Yeah. You
swipe up to go to Facebook.com.
You have a secret goal to end Instagram, and I'm interested to see how that plays out for you.
Two away, and yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to swipe up. If you ever want to Google something, swipe up right here. They swipe up, google.com.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
And that's a little group chat trick for everyone listening in their group chat. When you have a buddy that asks a question that they can easily look up the answer to, like what time does the game start today? Just put a google.com link in there. It's a nice dagger.
There's a let me Google that for your website. That works too.
Yeah.
So I have a question. They mic'd up Rizzo and Bryant today for the Cubs game in spring training.
Rizzo. Is that how they say it?
Oh, I was going to say Bryant and then Rizzo, but then I said Brat and I wanted to say Rizzo first. So it got all mixed up there.
Yeah.
They mic'd up Rizzo and Bryant, and they asked one of them who they thought they should mic up for the Yankees tomorrow, and they said DJ.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. That'd be awesome.
How funny would that be?
I mean, the hits keep coming with DJ, with the Lindsey Adler article came out about their Madden League, which Tyler Wade mentioned on our podcast. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's all gold with him. That's all he knows. He's like, I think the quote was, they asked if he was the best player and he's like, I don't know, I just haven't lost a game. It's like, yeah, because that's how DJ LeMahieu lives his life.
DJ, what were you thinking on that 2-1 pitch? I don't really think up there, just kind of hit.
Yeah. I was looking for the ball, try to get the barrel on it.
It'd be a lot of, DJ, can you still hear us? Yeah. Yep.
Even better if you just did hand signals.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Little thumbs up.
Mike's still on, baby.
So I'm excited for that. Mic him up.
Yeah.
They're probably going to mic up Glaber.
Glaber. Yeah, who else? Who's good generic mic bait on the Yankees right now?
Voit. But
yeah, Voit's a good one.
Wade, Glaber, Gardner. If Gardner gave him Gardner.
No way.
If Gardy gave him Gardney. Shut up.
If Gardney gave them Gardney, I agree with you.
Yes, thank you. So good to finally have you agree with me.
Glad. What hat do you have on right now?
Stripers.
Right. Gwinnett.
Gwinnett Stripers, yeah.
Damn.
I wore it here, so I would leave it here, so Katie won't get mad at all the hats I have in the apartment.
Dude, I have so many hats coming through. Threw out a bunch. Still have a ton coming.
Yeah, nice. All right, guys, this ends the show. We will be back on Friday for the next episode, although it seems we have to figure out how and when we're going to
record. Are we still every day? Aren't we still PPPing and stuff every day?
Oh, yeah, there'll be PPT tomorrow and the next day, but then the next full episode will be a voicemail episode, and we have to figure out how we're going to record that because we're both traveling in the day. So that ends this show. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening. We'll see you later. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.